Just like when you eat, this is a continuation of the program, the AI culture program. Just like when you eat, a lot of times it's just a sugar addiction, you know. You're not really hungry. It's just a program. I took a third shift job one time, and it took my system for about, it took about 6 months for my system to get used to it. Now I can work third, second, any shift, and it doesn't bother me. But I had a friend said, he said, how do you work third shift? If I stay up too late, my stomach bothers me, my system, because your body is a program. It's running on a program. It's all a program. And so when the man and woman are together, they're running on a program. They're running on a program. They're quantum connected to a program. So when you quantum, when you're talking to somebody, you start to run on a program with the other person. You start to quantum connect with the program. It's like a, it's a trauma bond. And it could be just a dopamine bond. Don't have to be trauma. If it's all good, it's a dopamine bond. If it's bad and good, it's a trauma bond. It's a sine wave bond. And they play the game back and forth until it gets old, or they find somebody else to play the game with. Until you see the program, unless you break the program, that's a different story. Tell you, but most people don't break, will never break the programs. We're all probably gonna have one till the day we die, but I'm talking about the major programs. Most people, like the addiction programs, that's just a program. It's not even real. Addictions are not even real. What is real? The spirit walk. Paul said, I'm pretty sure he said, he brings his body under subjection, right? That he might win the race. He brings his body under subjection, they might win the race. I'm getting ready to go in the mall. I ain't been in the mall, and I don't know when. Because what I'm doing is I'm breaking a program. I'm changing my patterns. This is going to be a new experience for me. I haven't been in the mall in 3 years. I don't even know what this place looks like. I'm going to go get me a Chick-fil-A sandwich in the mall. I ain't been to the mall, and I don't know when. Let's see what happens. It's going to be interesting. I ought to log my thoughts as I'm walking. Maybe I'll put this on pause and just log my thoughts as I'm going into this mall. Even though I pick people up with rideshare at the mall. And another way I'm breaking the program is I haven't done rideshare in 5 months, just sporadically, you know. So I took 5 months off of that repeat. Let's see if I can, let me just go ahead and, I'm gonna just log my, as I go in here, I'm gonna just log my thoughts as I'm walking. I promise you, if you change your routine, you will break the program. If you're connected, let's say you're sad over some narcissist, you know, and what happens is, here's what happens. Here's how the covert narcissist pulls you in. This is real. Here's how they do it. Let me put this on pause. I gotta put my coat on. In a marriage, it's kind of supposed to be this way, what I'm hearing you say, but in a dating situation or friend. Okay, let's say, so the covert narcissist is gonna make you feel sorry for them, right? Pity them or whatever. So you wanna rescue them and fix them or help them or whatever. They give you this sob story. Their mom or their dad or somebody abandoned them, and then you get pulled in. you have a lot of conversations back and forth, and there's a bond there, right? And they, you notice they don't really know anything about you, but they're telling you about them, and they don't ask about you. And it's slowly, what it's slowly doing is slowly taking away your health, because instead of worrying about your health, you're worried about their health. It might first be their mental health, their physical health, or whatever it is. It's like they're slowly getting you to forget about taking care of yourself and focus on them. So it's actually getting you to to ignore your health is what it is. So I just walked in the door in the mall. I hadn't been in the mall in years. So I come in here and I'm being hit with a TV, I'm being hit with music, I'm being programmed. As I'm walking in the mall, I'm being programmed, right? And there's stores on the left, right, by this. And the store on the left says Oak Health Service, healthcare. So I was just talking about health, and there it is. So I come up here on Santa, and I come up here on some watches. This is too loud. I'm not going to stay in here long. I'm not going to eat here. I thought I was going to be able to eat, but it's just too loud. You can hear it in the background. So I got the escalators and the elevators and all that stuff. K Jewelers. They're like three jewelry places. Diamonds, K Jewelers, and when you first come in, jewelry. This is the biggest program. I mean, this is, you're being programmed. You're being programmed when you even go into the mall. We'll go upstairs, see how loud it is up there. Some kind of Tesla out here on display. Got a policeman out here watching everything. Workers watching everything. Crazy world. I never knew how much the mall is brainwashing as soon as you walk in. You're being brainwashed when you walk into the mall. I'm gonna go to the food court and see how it's brainwashing. So I just got on the elevator and there's a bunch of people and it went down instead of going. I'm gonna get stopped on the second floor. Somebody's waiting on the elevator. So let me cut this off for a second. All right, I'm going over here to the food court. See what kind of brainwashing's going on. First thing I see is candy, cellular. They want you to spend some money, like you need some of this, like you need something here. It's too loud. I see some escalators on the way down. I don't even see Chick-fil-A up here anymore. There it is, yeah. So I'll probably just get it to go. I can't stand all this noise. This is like, all this noise is kind of like a mind control. You have no peace. No wonder people who watch TV and listen to music all day long, no wonder they have familiar spirits. They don't have any peace. They can't hear from God because the music is, the noise is just constant. This is wild. Nothing but noise. you can't even have any peace with all this noise. How do they work?
Hey, I'm gonna get a number one with add bacon combo. Large
bacon. Deals?
That's it.
What's the name of the order?
Ronald.
Got a question for you. I haven't been in the mall in about 3 years, but as soon as I walked in, I noticed all the noise.
Nate.
The music, and it's just constant noise. How do y'all do it all though?
Chef, because I can't really hear their names when they tell me. I can't hear it.
Yeah. I'm just saying, how do y'all work around it all day? How do y'all do it? It's loud. This is loud. So my experience in the mall so far is very unpleasant, and it's just nothing but noise and distractions and lights, and it's crazy. It's pretty much demonic. Somebody might say, oh, you're ADHD or on the spectrum or something. No, I'm not. I just like peace and quiet. I like to be able to think. I promise you, if you cut the music off for 30 days, you'll never cut it back on.
Watch out.
But it'll be hard to cut the music off for 30 days. You won't even be able to do it for 3 days if you've never tried it. And 7 days is really hard. But once you hit the 21-day mark, you're like, I'll never go back to music. The noise is to drown out the voice of God, the conviction of God, the hearing in the spirit realm. The faster I exit the mall, the better off I'll be. It feels like hell. I feel like I'm in hell. Just noise, constant noise. I've entered into a realm that I never want to be in again. Listen to the sound of the machines. And behind that is the music. I'm going to get out of here and get to the car as fast as I can. This is really disturbing. This is really disturbing.
Hey, check this out. I ain't been in the mall in about 3 years, and this noise in here since I walked in, it's really disturbing. How do y'all?
Just the constant
loud noise,
yeah.
The music. It's not healthy. It can't be healthy. Have a good one.
Yes, sir.
That guy's probably working an 8-hour shift, and he's just bombarded by noise.
Hey. Now you got the water?
Wow. No wonder people are programmed and fighting each other and arguing and taking Vams and Quaaludes or whatever they call those things. I don't even know what that is. That's a funny word. I used to hear people talk about giving somebody a Quaalude or whatever it's called. Quaalude. I'm thinking, what in the world is that? This is terrible, people. This is awful. This is like being in hell. When you're used to meditation and silence and total solitude for 30 years, and you come in here,
oh,
How can you meditate on Bible verses if you're in the 8 hours in this? It's impossible. No wonder when they leave, they get them a six pack. Wow. I'm almost to the exit. I'm almost to the exit. I'm escaping Hades. Hey, you speak English? I haven't been in a mall in about 3 years, right?
Uh-huh.
And when I went in there, all that noise, all that.
Then I would have been like that now. Like,
but yeah, this experience, whew, I feel exhausted just going in the mall. Now look at the difference. I don't know if you can hear it on the audio. I haven't listened to it yet. I hadn't stopped it. But listen to the difference. Listen to the difference. You don't want to go in there. It's too loud. You don't even know who speaks English anymore. This is ridiculous. Why would you go to the mall and be programmed? Why? All I can say is praise God, from whom all blessings flow, that I'm able to escape it. Anyway, I don't know what I was talking about before I started. Talking about the programs and the culture programming. That was a terrible experience. That was terrible. I just wasted 15 minutes of my life. I had to put it on pause and just sit here in silence for a minute. That was the worst experience I've had in 3 years. For real. I had to put it on pause again because I'm just sitting here like enjoying the silence and the peace. I'm in shock how bad that was. I'm driving through the parking lot. Just enjoying the peace. Just listen to how silent this is. I'm glad I did that, because a psychopathic narcissist living in your house would be nothing but chaos, right? Nothing but trouble. No peace in the inner man. Now I see what the game was for my child. I know what the game was. They shut down them bookstores because people are sitting there in peace and quiet, you know. I just saw the game. Constant noise, constant distractions, constant. It all makes sense now. When they, during the 666 system, when they tie everybody to the hive mind, they won't have a chance to be have silence. Solitude. That was wild. That was insane. That was literally insane. Not even joking. It was so loud, I couldn't even talk to the register person. She was saying, she's saying they people get mad at me because I have to ask their name two or three times. Can't hear you. Wow. That is wild. They had to make it all lights and fancy and distracts to make it look like it was worth something. But it was taking you to hell. Imagine a 16-year-old going to work there. They're not saved. They're bombarded by noise all day, 8 hours a day. Or 18, 16, 18, whatever. And it's just constant noise. The Bible says, be still and know that I am. Wow. I'm being bombarded with so many. I just look at so many people from my past who always wanted, let's do this, let's go here, let's do this, let's do this, let's go here, let's do here. Wow. Wow, I escaped it. How did I escape it? Only by the grace of God. Think about them churches that try to turn their church service into a concert. I had no idea what I was getting ready to get into. I knew if I went in the mall, it would give me a shock. But I had no idea the music would be that loud. And so when I came out, I cut this off and I just sit in my car. Just enjoying the peace. Now when I go in the house, I'm just going to sit there and enjoy the peace. I think I got healed. I got cured. The peace and quiet is all you really need. There's not going to be peace and quiet in hell, burning in hell forever. People screaming and cursing God. People, think about the people who curse God now on earth. The people who say GD and all that, they're pretty much cursing God because God controls this place. They're mad because God's in control. And so they're sitting here cursing God while they're on earth. And then when they end up in hell burning forever, and they're going to hear everybody cursing God. And it's now, there's no peace. Thank you, Lord, for my peace. Thank you, Lord, for my solitude. Wow. I can actually hear my ears ringing. It's like a vibration in my skull. It might take me 8 hours to recover from this. I have an excuse to get out of Christmas parties now. I have a perfect excuse. I'm just tell people I'm on the spectrum and I can't handle a lot of noise. It drives me crazy. I can't handle a lot of people. Maybe they'll understand it that way. I'm in shock how traumatizing that was. If I wasn't doing a recording, I would have just walked right out. I wouldn't even went in there that long. The whole culture is a trauma bond. Wow. If you've ever wondered how the monks just go sit in the corner somewhere for 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years, go to the mall, if you got one local, and listen to all that noise, and then go back and sit in your car and see how much peaceful it is. You can't even think. Before you go in, cut off all the noise, just sit there, read your Bible, read some Bible verses, meditate for a minute, go in the mall and see the difference. I don't know if all malls are that loud, but this was off the roof. There's a post office on one side of the mall. I'd go through the JCPenney, and then I'd go up the escalators to the post office, but I don't remember that much noise. Either I've changed, or they've raised the volume of their music, their noise. I'm literally in shock of how traumatic that was. That was crazy. I'm not joking either, people. That was awful. When you're used to no noise and silence, and you hear that, and I was talking about in the video I did yesterday, it was like 10 o'clock at night, and I was talking about how quiet it was and peaceful, and the next day I go and go through that. That was awful. That was terrible.